from the University of New South Wales, commissioned by Sydney Water, has shown that the Sydney desalination plant has had minimal impact on the marine ecosystems off the New South Wales coast. We're joined now by Dr. Graham Clark, study lead and senior research associate in marine biology at UNSW. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Graham, your study showed that the desalination plants had no real impact on marine ecosystems. Were there real fears that this plant would have a huge impact?
Yeah, so the prevailing view around the world is that the high salinity that's pumped out by the diffusers, which is effectively waste from the generation of fresh water, is toxic to marine invertebrates because they're only used to a certain level of salinity. But what we found was that any changes we observed in the marine life were mainly just due to the increase in flow going away from the diffusers.
Mm-hmm.
So quite different to what we expected.
And with, you know, the Sydney desalination plant, so the effect's been minimal purely because that the water itself is not toxic to them.
The water itself is toxic, but the way the plants are designed is that they pump water out at such a high rate into the ocean that it mixes very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the toxic effects get diluted by the time they have any real impact.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the design of the plant, and we can show it from the study that it's actually been effective in achieving that. There was a small side effect of increased flow, but that's just within the natural range that these animals experience anyway, so it's not really a major concern.
And the increased flow is only localized to a small location?
That's right. It's about 100 meters radius around the diffusers.
Mm-hmm. And so you said this was like kind of foreseen. What else in the Sydney desalination plant was sort of designed to help minimize the impact on marine life?
Well, the position on a really high energy coast was deliberate. So basically, when we pump out the wastewater, we want to mix it as soon as possible with the seawater.
Mm-hmm.
So the positioning on the coast, which actually made it quite challenging to construct, and also the high-pressure diffusers, which are kind of a recent development in the desalination technology, both of those were deliberate efforts to minimize the effects.
Mm-hmm. And are the results of this study generalizable to other desalination plants around the world, or is it specific to this particular plant?
They're generalizable in the fact that if you put the plants in a good position and they have this new technology, then we are likely to reduce the impacts of salinity, which are the major concern in desalination plants around the world. So it really just speaks to the benefits of good design.
Mm-hmm. And what are the difficulties when conducting this study? What was challenging about kind of making this decision?
Well, one of the difficulties of putting it in such a high energy coast is the logistics of operating there.
Yeah.
So we had to have, you know, teams of divers going down in rough conditions to monitor it. But then again, that is the benefit of putting it there. So it has its advantage, pros and cons.
Absolutely. And how important are desalination plants for future of clean water?
They're predicted to become increasingly important. So the Sydney one is predicted to be turned on if the dam drops below a certain level, and we're expecting more climate and population-driven water shortages around the world in coming years and decades. So we expect that desalination plants are going to increase in number and size all around the world.
And to what extent do we already rely on desalination plants? You said it's turned on when the dam falls below a certain level. How often are we actually, you know, looking to use this desalination plant?
As far as I know, it's entirely linked to the dam levels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the case of Sydney, it's more of a backup water supply.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a large process in turning it on and off as well. So I expect once it goes on, it will stay on for as long as they can feasibly maintain it, as long as it's worthwhile. But in other parts of the world, in most major cities, it's on all the time, providing a secondary source of water.
Right. And is there any sort of future research to be done on the desalination plant currently, or is this mostly cleared up the main issues around it?
I think it depends on whether they plan to increase the capacity of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we found there's minimal impacts on the given the current levels of water they're producing or they plan to produce, but there's also a capacity to upgrade it to produce more water.
Right.
And in that case, we might have to revisit it to see if there's further impacts.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Graham, for joining us this morning and telling us about it.
No problem. Very welcome.